Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Stephanie L. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Friday, July 17th, 2026, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're in Chapter 4, We Agnostics, page 52, the third full paragraph beginning with, when we saw others solve their problems, ending with, but the God idea did. And we're going to read and comment on that one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are the 12 steps, Dorita P., the 12 traditions, Sarah M., Janice P.M. will be reading the text, Shelley E. will be reading page 164, and Mary Frances W. is our backup reader today. Newcomer greeter, I believe, is Jody E., just waiting for confirmation on that, and announcements will be Shelley E. The reference ID number for yesterday, Thursday, July 16th, 2026, for the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,640 or 23640. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,642 or 23642. OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry this message of recovery through the 12 steps to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. We will now ask Dorita P. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Hey there, Dorita.
Hi, thank you so much for your service. My name is Dorita Piffin, and these are the 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having hit a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Dorita P. And we will now ask Sarah N. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Good morning. I am Sarah N., a recovered compulsive overeater in Sacramento, California. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah N. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, please let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous and We Agnostics, Chapter 4. We're on page 52, the third full paragraph, beginning with, when we saw others solve their problems, ending with, but the God idea did. And we are reading and commenting on that one paragraph this morning. We will now ask Janice P.M. to please begin reading. Hey there, Janice.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you, Stephanie, for all your work and your help for all of us. Okay, my name is Janice PM, and I am from the state of Massachusetts, and I am greatly, wonderfully recovered, and I mean by a God of my understanding. But anyway, okay. When we saw others solve their problems by a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe, we had to stop doubting the power of God. Our ideas did not work, but the God idea did. Well, I'm going to read the second step because that's what we're going into. And I want to emphasize that, you know, I'm going to read it. Came to believe. Okay, came to is these pioneers, this is what their result was. Now, I didn't get the results in this step. I came to believe after the 12 steps. What did I believe? At the end, come to believe that a power, doesn't say God, it doesn't say any name, it says power, like electricity. I need a power to get through it. Greater than me. Well, imagine, greater than me. That was my problem all my life. Manageability, controlling, fixing. I did so many things like all of us here to stop eating compulsively. I could stop, but then I couldn't stop from starting again. So I needed a power greater than ourselves. So that told me that I'm powerless. Could, oh my goodness, what a wonderful word, could, would, could, hopeful. I wasn't hopeful. I was hopeless. I didn't think that I could do this or anybody else could do it for me. Could restore us to sanity. What does that mean? Okay, this does not mean it's going to happen here in the second step, But as a result of these steps, I was restored to sanity, and others were too, because they acted differently. Some power came into their life by starting to be willing to believe. That's the first thing I had to do, is knowing that, you know, we just read the bedevilments, all the tortures, all the disturbances I had, all the troubles. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. So to be restored to sanity, well, of course, I didn't like the word sanity, but this power was going to change my thinking. Well, that could use some help. My thinking was very warped. I thought I could manage everybody and in my life, my self-reliance, so smart. Well, my intellect was warped, to tell you the truth. Now, my disease has three parts. It's physical, so we know about the physical part, that I had killer foods that I couldn't eat, and I had behaviors that I couldn't solve. So, you know, I had obsessions of the mind that would lead me to trouble. And then, of course, I really found out about this spiritual malady. Ah, I thought I was spiritual. I had a God in my life, but I still did what I wanted to do and thought that, I'll find a way, you know, because I was never satisfied. So it takes time here for this second step. You know, I did see and come to a beautiful meeting, a vision for you, that I saw members get recovered, but they didn't get me recovered. I mean, they supported me. You know, I listened to them and they stopped eating compulsively. You mean to tell me they're going to not pick up those killer foods? Well, because, see, I was insane. I would stop, but I couldn't start from stopping again. That's insane. I would still pick it up. That's called insanity. I mean, it, nothing but insanity. So they were restored to that. They didn't do it anymore. And so, you know, that's what happened to me. I was so relying on my own warped intellect. But So I had to stop doubting the power of something, somebody that was higher than me, because I couldn't do it myself. And with that, I'm going to pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Janice PM. And we are now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you shared on Wednesday or Thursday on any of the vision meetings, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share. I'll remind you when your time is up. And if you'd like to share, please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Dorita P.
I've got you, Dorita. And Dorita, where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio, gotcha. Okay.
Liesl F. from California.
Was that Liesl F. as in Frank?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got you, Liesl.
Michelle W.C.
Hey, Michelle, got you.
Stephanie S. from California.
Okay, got you, Stephanie S. Was that S as in Serenity?
Yes.
Wendy M.
Okay. Hey there, Wendy, got you, from Colorado, I believe. Okay. And do we have anyone else who'd like to get in on this first round of shares?
Rebecca M., Ireland.
Rebecca, was that an N as in Nancy?
M for mom.
Okay. And you said Ireland, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I've got Dorita P., Liesl F., Michelle W.C., Stephanie S., Wendy M., and Rebecca M. We're going to go ahead and start with Dorita P., followed by Liesl F. Good morning, Dorita. Well, good morning again, Dorita. Hi.
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for your service. Yes, it says, when we saw others solve their problems by a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe, we had to stop doubting the power of God. What comes to mind for me is I guess I went to church off and on as a child, but when I was a teenager, when I was in high school, I went to church with my boyfriend's mom, and that really changed my life. And what probably had a big impact also was his mom was divorced, and she wasn't looking for a man. And the way I was raised, it was almost like what a message I got was that a woman is incomplete without a man. So for her to be divorced and, you know, not, I mean, it was almost as if she wasn't interested in men, but she was so spiritual, I guess you can say. And I believe she was kind of like living or abiding by something in the Bible, like once a woman is divorced, you don't remarry or something like that. I don't have it exact, but I mean, that's how faithful she was. And so she became a very good example for me. And so I wanted to do God's will my whole life. And I would be, my whole life I was distracted. You know, I was distracted from doing God's will. But that's the bad news. But the good news is that now I'm aware of distractions. And so because I'm aware of them, I can kind of ignore them and you know, go forth and do God's will. So I'm just really grateful for this program. I'm grateful for all of you. And so with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sarita P. from Ohio. Next, we've got Liesl F., followed by Michelle W.C. Good morning, Liesl.
Good morning. I came here this morning to testify. Absolutely, this is a spiritual abnormality, and it is only through my faith and my prayers that healing of the body, mind, and soul is taking place, because I trust in a power greater than myself. This disease has come into my life through, like, the evil one has tried to get me through the most basic, beautiful thing that the Lord has made, food. And I pray that the Lord restores me to sanity and lifts my fear of food and these natural biological signals of being hungry, and that I be a good mom to myself and I say, hey, it's okay, you know, you can... It's, yes, it's mealtime. There's nothing wrong with you. And I'm learning that those fears surrounding food and fear of being hungry, that is not God. And I have a spiritual team on the other side. And thanks to this program, you know, step two, after going through the steps and enlarging my spiritual life and looking to where religious people are right, the scripture is just so strong, and I've come to find Jesus and find Mary, and these prayers give me so much peace. And when I start to have those negative thoughts, that is not God. And I tune it off like a bad radio channel. No, thank you. So I just came to testify today that as we continue to enlarge our spiritual life, further healing takes place. And but I have a very fast, very, very fast spiritual metabolism, and I'll have to pray at every meal, and I invite God into every meal and pray throughout the day, and there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. And I also learned that for me, sometimes, you know, that just for today prayer, it's super great in the morning to like screw my head on straight, but I'll tell you what, it works at night too. So I just changed it. So just for tonight, I will do my best. And that helps me to, you know, put on my pajamas and take care of myself at the morning and at night. And there's nothing that's going to restore me to sanity other than a spiritual team, a higher power. And also I have found that it doesn't serve me to try and understand it. So when the serenity kicks in, just enjoy it. You know, I'm trying to, the addict in me wants more and more and more, and just, you know, just trying to. And then finally, you know what? I found myself having the thought, wow, I got another day. I got another morning. I got another sunset with my mom, with my horse. And just that also puts things in perspective. Thanks, guys. I'll pass. I wish you all a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Liesl F. in California. Next, we've got Michelle W.C., followed by Stephanie S. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, good morning. This is such a powerful paragraph, and it really struck me about, you know, how we see other people solve their problem by relying on the spirit of the universe. And, you know, our old ideas did not work, but the God idea did. And as I've been blessed to have worked the steps again recently, and I felt the obsession of the food lift, I felt my desire to eat off my food plan lift. I'm really learning to lean into the spirit of the universe when it comes to all my other problems. And particularly what's going on for me recently is, you know, there is a tragedy in my community where a 15-year-old girl committed suicide. And I've just had some really strong anger and judgment towards her parents. And that doesn't do me or them any good, and it's not going to bring her back. And I'm just so grateful that God has been giving me all these little signs, whether it's conversations I've had with fellows or an opportunity to be on a grief call yesterday. You know, the reminder of the serenity prayer and how powerful that is to, you know, accept the things we cannot change and the courage to change the things that we can. And, you know, to keep pausing and praying before I speak. And yesterday when I was at this memorial service, I, you know, really felt that God gave me the right words to say to her mother. And again, while they might not bring her daughter back, I just hope that her grief is gentle and that her daughter was special to all of us. And so thank you for letting me share. Michelle W.C. in California.
Oh, thank you so much. Michelle W.C., again in California. And next up, we've got Stephanie S., followed by Wendy M. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. My name is Stephanie from California. I like to talk about reliance because I would like to think that I had a belief in a power bigger than myself. I had a belief in God. And what I have learned and continue to learn is that believing and relying is so different. Relying on myself was really a survival skill that started when I was younger. And so to come into program, I've been in food-related programs for over 20 years, but to recognize that the center of this program for me is cultivating a relationship with a higher power, cultivating a relationship in which I'm relying on a power and that I believe that that power wants the best for me and that this power advocates on my behalf is, it's really an incredible journey from the most benign things to the larger things. Because I used to think that my higher power didn't really care about what I ate, how I ate. And I know that my higher power cares about every facet of my being, every facet of my existence, all the ways in which I interact with other people, even being on this call, like, you know, will I be able to get in and share? You know, that's really up to my higher power, which I can lean on and trust. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Stephanie S. from California. Next, we've got Wendy M., followed by Rebecca M. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Stephanie. Always good to hear your voice. Thanks for your service. I'm Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Why do I love this? Because I can know the big book backwards and forwards. That means nothing. If I don't jump off that cliff and know that God has a net, I'm in trouble. You see, I can't like be partly pregnant. I can't give God some things and not others. But it says a simple reliance. And I smile because it's like, it's simple. The concept is simple. 100% God, 0% Wendy. But it's hard, right? Like this program for me is how do I treat people? And I love that part the acceptance chapter. I judge myself by my intentions while others judge me by my actions, right? So I don't want you guys to see, you know, how I treat people. Like, I know the big book backwards and forwards, it means zero. Have I jumped off the cliff and known that God has a net with everything? So I can turn over my food, but my problem is I think I don't have lack of power. I have a lack of boyfriends, right? So just so you know, I eat over relationships. Like, there's a reason why I get hungry. I get hungry because I think I don't trust God at all with boyfriends, partners, whatever, right? So I'm agnostic in that area. And God is convicting me and saying, how's that working for you? How is it working to run that show, to control it, to manage it, to fix it, to worry about it? My God, it's not working at all. Well, are you willing to do, you know, the God idea? Well, I am with some things, God, but again, I'm terrified of being alone. Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go there. Let's go there because, you know, it turns out God can solve every single one of our problems, not just the food, everything, right? But I have to be willing to say 100% the God idea works, not Wendy's idea. Zero. There's two worlds. There's self, which is Wendy, which is fear, which is small, which is controlling, which is white knuckling. And then there's God, which is easy breezy, simple. The minute, literally, I got off the dating apps, God was like, there's relief. Like, I can't explain it, but if I go to God and say, just take me, take all of me, I can't deal with my fears, but God can take my fears, right? I get peace. I get serenity. Why wouldn't I want that? Why do I want chaos when I've got the opportunity for peace, serenity, calm, return to sanity? Like, that's what I want today. I'm starving for it. I'm absolutely starving for peace, serenity, calm, sanity, right? And when I get God, it feels good, so I want more God. I want more people to call me, inconvenience me, and have me help them. God, what is my assignment today? To be remembered, God will demonstrate through me to do God's will. What a joy. What a great life. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy M. from Colorado. Next, we've got Rebecca M. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Stephanie. Can you hear me?
We can hear you perfectly.
Okay, great. My name is Rebecca M. and I'm calling in from Ireland. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for your service and everyone on the line today. Oh, I am so grateful just to be on this line since I moved to Ireland just about 2 weeks ago from California, and I haven't been with my vision family and I've missed you guys so much. And I came to a place where I was just like, oh, maybe vision is just not going to come back into my life. But until I had a call with my sponsor yesterday, who put me in touch with somebody else who's on the vision line in Europe and helped me out and showed me the way. So this paragraph is really speaking to me. I do not need to rely on my own will anymore and try and figure everything out. And so when I accepted, you know, I have a problem and then I can get help, you know, just by asking for help. And I love, like, I was attracted into this program too, into this meeting, and I was going to meetings in person and I wasn't seeing the recovery. And then one of my friends got into vision and I could see the recovery in her and I wanted it. And that's how I found vision and how I really started working these steps. And recovering, and now I can say I'm recovered, and I've relied on God for this whole move, and I've never felt so free. And just hearing people talk about God is amazing, because I've gone to a lot of meetings since coming back, and I don't hear people talking about God so much. We need God. I need God so bad, you know, and I can turn over everything. And when I start to compare my life here to my life in San Francisco, I can just turn that over to God. Help me stay present. Help me stay in the moment so I can be helpful, so I can be of service to other people, because that's my purpose now, to help and to give back what I've been given so freely. And when I came into these meetings, into this room, I realized, oh, wait, I'm not God. I'm not God. And I need to praise God, not myself. So everything I have today, every success is because of my higher power, which I choose to call God. I feel like I've said God a lot. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thank you, everyone. Have a lovely day.
Oh, thank you so much, Rebecca. I'm so glad you figured it out and so glad that you're here. Before we get another lineup of names, let me remind everybody where we're at. We are in the big book, We Agnostics, page 52, the third paragraph, beginning with when we saw others solve their problems, ending with but the God idea did. And if you'd like to share, please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from.
Kristen Y.
Ohio.
WW.
The first few people were all talking at the same time.
Mary.
Was that Terry C?
Yes, Mary C.
Mary C. And where are you calling from, Mary?
Ohio.
Ohio. Gotcha.
Kristen Y.
Kristen Y. in California.
Stephen G.
Yeah.
I heard Stephen G. And Stephen, where are you calling from?
From Toronto, Canada.
From Canada. Okay.
WW.
Debbie, where are you calling from?
Oregon.
Oregon. WW in Oregon. Okay.
Patricia P. from Michigan.
Patricia P. from Michigan. Gotcha.
Mary Lee R., also in Oregon.
Mary Lee, was that R.?
Yes, ma'am.
In Michigan. And I think we'll stop there because I'm trying to calculate the time. Let's see. We may not get to everyone, but we'll give it a good shot. So we're going to, so let me let you know who I've got. I've got Mary C., Kristen Y., Stephen G., Debbie W., Patricia P., and Mary. Is that Mary Lee or Mary Lee?
Mary R. in Oregon.
Okay. Gotcha. All righty. We're going to start with Mary C., followed by Kristen Y. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, everyone. Mary C., compulsive overeater and binger. And I love this this paragraph, because this happened to me this week. I've been in program 4 years, and I really not have had any major food obsessions, but I did this week. I kept thinking about this food, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. So all I thought about it. And I said, well, I won't have it today. I'll have it tomorrow. And then, so I did not have it. The next day came. I went to a couple meetings in the morning, and I heard exactly what I needed to hear. And the obsession was taken away from me. And I never thought about it again. And I didn't want it anymore. I even drove past the place that I wanted to go, and it didn't bother me like it has in the past 4 years. I've driven by it many, many times and didn't even want it. And that is God. That was God directed me to the meetings and to who I wanted, to what I needed to hear, and took that obsession away. I couldn't do it myself, because I know if it wasn't for me, I would have had it that day. So, yes, this does work, and it's the power of God, because I am powerless, totally powerless. And I am so grateful to God, and I thank God for this program each and every day and for my abstinence, even though it may not be perfect, but I do have abstinence. So I am grateful and thank you. And I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Mary C. from Ohio. Miracles upon miracles, man. Next, we've got Kristen Y., followed by Stephen G. Hey there, Kristen.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for facilitating, and thanks for this meeting, everyone. I'm Kristen Y. I'm a compulsive overeater. Recovering. It's so exciting and awesome. So yesterday, my sister, who's adopted by my father and stepmom, decided she is coming to my stepson's wedding. And I was overjoyed, like, oh, this is the best. And then I had the thought, my mom's coming. And my mom really struggles around that other side of the family stuff. And whew, I was really having a hard time with the incredible, people pleasing, fear of angry people stuff that just crept in. And I was so uncomfortable. And I just wanted to put something in my mouth. I just didn't. And then I had a call with my lovely sponsor, and it's around 10th step stuff and getting on this 10th step train and just talking a little about that. And then watching Donna B's thing on it, I just had the best, most productive afternoon I've had in a long time. It was beautiful. Usually I kind of need a nap I was so energized. I was just so filled. And that idea that my security does not depend on somebody else. It depends on a higher power. And that I'm not responsible. My sponsor thankfully said, hey, you're not responsible for your mom's relationships and your mom's, whatever, insecurity, whatever, you know, that's not, you've done that your whole life. You don't have to do that anymore. Anyway, I am incredibly grateful, and I'm convinced that this is going to work. I'm going to replace that food with something so much more beautiful. So thank you all.
Well, thank you, Kristen Y. in California. Next, you've got Stephen G., followed by Debbie W. Good morning, Stephen.
Hi, good morning. I'm Stephen G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. Yeah, so this line where it says, our ideas did not work, I got ideas did. So what was my idea of how to deal with the food problem, the worsening binges, the weight, morbid obesity problem, was to try harder. And what is the God idea? The God idea is join this fellowship. Get recovered members to help you identify the alcoholic foods and behaviors. Craft the same plan of eating, abstain, and then work the steps. And the problem gets removed. I don't have to try harder. And then when I'm abstinent and recovered, then the problem really becomes life. And what is my idea? How to deal with life? Is change myself, change people, places, and things, the world around me, so that I can feel comfortable. And what's the God idea? The God idea is to work the steps, to inventory uncomfortable emotion, to pray when I'm agitated or doubtful, to ask God for guidance and direction when I face indecision, and then to help others. And lo and behold, when I do that, my external circumstances may stay exactly the same, but suddenly they feel right. And they feel peaceful, and I don't have to change the world. And when I'm dealing with my idea of how to do things, most of my decisions are driven by pride or by fear. When I'm driven by God, it's driven by something else completely different that directs me to where I need to be. And I could not have come to this based on my own intellect. So thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you so much, Stephen G. from Toronto, Canada. Next, we've got Debbie W., followed by Patricia P. Good morning, Debbie. Debbie, if you could hit star 1 to unmute, please.
can't hear you.
Sorry about that. WW in Oregon, and I just had to share because God is either everything or he's nothing. And I've known God for a lot of years, but I never thought, you know, I had a friend, we'd go shopping, and she'd say, God, help us find a good parking spot. I'd be like, Deb, he's got better things to do than that. Well, guess what? He's involved in every aspect of our life. And I never knew that until I came to this program. And working the 12 steps gave me the relationship that I didn't know I was missing, didn't know that I needed, because I thought I was supposed to rely on myself. But how did that work? Not very well. But when the God idea did work, it just changed everything. It's just miraculous. And yeah, I give all the praise and glory to God. I'm a Christian, and I just praise God every morning, every day, all day long. And with that, I'll pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Debbie W. from Oregon. Next, we've got Patricia P., followed by Marilee R. Good morning, Patricia.
Yeah, sorry, it took me a while to unmute myself. My name is Patricia P. from Barron Springs, Michigan. Thankfully recovered one day at a time. As of October 17th, I had found myself a sponsor and decided not to be prejudiced against the 12 steps. And like this paragraph said, the guide idea worked. I couldn't picture my life without sweets. And I was a sweetaholic junk food addict, and the highest I went weight-wise was 189 pounds, but I lost most of my bottom teeth because of my addiction. My last relapse, I ended up spending close to $100 because they said it's progressive. I thought spending $25 on my junk food or sweets was bad enough, but close to $100 was really progressing. And I'm just so grateful that for the Vision program, and sure they show that that you can recover as long as you abstain from your food, like the Big Book says. Once you decide that you're allergic to alcohol, it has a mental twist, and it's an allergy of the mind and body. You can't touch any form of liquor. Well, I found that I couldn't touch any form of sugar, even artificial sweeteners. And so I'm just so grateful for the resource I was able to find to share with me, to not be afraid to abstain one day at a time from the things that were harmful to me. And with that, I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Patricia P. from Michigan. Next, we've got Marilee R. Good morning, Marilee.
Oh, God, morning. Wow, everyone rocks on this meeting. They always do. I first found this meeting, it was like a year before the gathering in Virginia Beach, and there were like 30 people on the line, and now there are just thousands, and it because it works. And one of my OA meditations this morning, the irony of compulsive overeating is that it eliminates hunger and intensifies cravings. And if it weren't for what my understanding of God, my divine director, is in my life, I couldn't possibly imagine I would still be on the planet, and so grateful. And Every doorway, I have a thank you, God sign put up there. So no matter where I am, I can look up. But the most amazing thing is that I didn't find it looking up or out there or some dude in the sky or Santa Claus, but I found it inside my heart. And that journey from my ego mind down to my heart is just... I'm just so grateful, and I'm so grateful that there's so many people on the line, and it's a we proposition. It's not me anymore. And thank you, each and every single person who's shared their strength, hope today. It just right now, I just needed some uplifting, and I know that God's in charge. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Marilee R. in Michigan. We've got time for one more. We've got time for one more 3-minute share. Who would like to take us out? Don't be shy. Who would like to share?
Luann C.
All right, Luann, go ahead. Yeah, Luann C.
Oh, boy.
Go for it.
Oh, thank you. Hey, everybody, it's Friday. We don't have to look forward to the weekend alone with the food anymore. I'm so excited. you know, I was just thinking that earlier in our reading about a few weeks ago, it said the visual proof is the weakest proof. And yet, as an addict, I needed to see it. I needed to see it, apparently, because when I saw somebody recover locally, it was, you know, that thing like where a dog hears something it doesn't understand and it tilts its head. That's like what it was like. I was like, what the heck are you doing? You know? And I just followed her into some meetings where I started hearing people who were recovered. And, you know, now we're just so blessed to have vision and the online meetings because, you know, God intervened for us. So we can at least hear on phone meetings, people recovering and getting their lives back. And then, you know, on the Zoom meetings, we can see people and you can tell when they're talking, they're like sane, you know, they're not obsessing or they're not talking about how last night I was stuffing my face, but today I'm forgiving myself and moving on. They're recovered. The things coming out of their mouth are sane and happy. And it's just, we're so blessed. And I just wanted to say that I'm so grateful to be a part of this movement. And anyway, that's all. Have a great weekend. I pass.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Joanne C. in Idaho. Thanks for closing us out. All right. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Shelley E., can you please read A Vision for You?
Absolutely. Thanks, Stephanie. Thanks, everyone, for being here. I'm Shelley E., a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in smoky, northern Michigan. The Big Book, page 164. Our Big Book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thanks for letting me do service. I pass.